Good morning. So today's journal prompt over in my Instagram page, please come visit me there, Coach Kathy Creations, is what is one thing you would change about your life if you could? All of this is like, all these questions that I'm posting are designed to get you to really think about what you're really, truly, deeply happy with, and what you might want to change, what you still judge about yourself, where you're kind of vibrating, what energy you're showing up as. And so all of that is designed to really dig deep and do the work. So if you sit down and start journaling these things and stuff comes up that you're like, ooh, I don't know about that, that'll give you something more to unpack. You can do this work on your own, this coaching work on your own, if need be. If you do want a coach to reach out, I'm happy to work with you to help you kind of speed up the process, to really mirror. I think especially when you start doing the work, you know where you want to be, but you don't know how to get there. And that's what how coaching can kind of help guide you, because it's not necessarily a linear path. I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and he's like, but you know, I'm here and I'm not there, and it's frustrating. And I said, yeah, I said, you have to heal all the stuff and change your narrative and change your mindset and change your language around it. And it's work. You know, there's a reason it's called a journey to most of us. It's not always pleasant, unfortunately. At the end of the day, it is mostly pleasant, because you can kind of see why all the hard stuff, how it served you in the process. But really dig down in these prompts and allow yourself to unfold or to open up or get real with yourself, I guess is a good way to put it. So what would you change about your life? And if there's a lot of stuff that comes up, then you got some work to do, and that's okay. That's great, because now you know what the work is. Let's focus on those places that are uncomfortable. Let's focus on those places that you're not in love with. And let's make you in love with them. Let's make you appreciate them. Be grateful for them. So if you're looking for some assistance with this, please reach out. I am taking some clients. I'm going to go hard starting January. But in January, it'll be less personal clients and more like groups. But I'm happy just, if you get in now, you're in. So, how can you reach me? My email is outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. I know it's kind of a funny thing. I'm building into my school, my micro school, and I've already got that stuff set up. So I figured rather than starting a whole new section, we'll just do that. So outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. Or you can find me at llamascar.com. We'll be housing a lot of this. A lot of our group meetings and sessions and stuff will be housed through Llamascar. So what would you change about your life? And start looking there. You know, some people say, yeah, I want to lose 40 pounds. Okay, well, what is it about your body you don't love? And why are you carrying the extra weight? We can dig in from there, right? For me, that's it. It's weight. But I look at my body as having served me in a way that I didn't used to look at it. A lot of my stuff I uncovered is that I felt invisible a lot when I was younger. And so I have gained weight, and it's my body showing me I deserve to take up space. I used to literally be like, go hide, go, you know, if you had to cry, you had to go to your room. Or I remember, I tell this story when I was, 7 months pregnant, I was visiting my brother in Los Angeles, and I was walking down the sidewalk, and these people were coming at me, and I literally had felt like I had to step into the road to avoid them crashing into me, because I felt so invisible. And that's when I realized, I was like, hell no, I deserve to take up space. And so I refuse to do that to my children when, you know, when people are like, get out of the way, get out of the way. I'm like, no, don't get out of the way. Step to the side and walk on your side. Yes. Get out of the way and be diminished because of someone else, some adult. Hell no. Nope. And so I am very grateful for my body for showing me that. In a way that I used to just be angry, like, why am I gaining weight? Why am I doing, you know? And now there's some more love there. And it was just shifting the mindset. It was healing up that part of me that was still wounded, right? So this is how coaching helps, is it helps you see the pieces and how they correlate and how they have served you so that you can heal and love those things instead of hating them. Or at least be grateful for them for showing up to help you be in a better place. So if you want to help, if you want to jump in and do this work, please reach out, because it's transformational. And it's interesting because so many people I know have been doing this work for a long time. So I feel like everyone has, but that's not the case. I recognize that with this man I was talking to yesterday, is he is so ready to have done the work, and he's not quite ready to do the work. And I'm not saying everybody is. If you're not strong enough, if you're not really ready to sit with the ugh, like that a lot of us call dark night of the soul, because it is, you'll go through phases when you're just not feeling okay. But that's what, you know, I'm there to help support you. I'm there to help remind you, to help see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? To see that the darkness is a part of the goodness. I like that. The darkness is part of the goodness, because it is. Without the dark, we don't have light. Without the bad, we don't have good. Okay, so if you're ready, reach out. If you're going through like a real, my goal as a coach is to help you, give you the tools, help you through the worst of it, the hardest part of it, and give you the tools along the way to start doing the work for yourself, so that after maybe 3, 4, 5 months, you just need a check-in. You know, once in a while, you're like, wait a minute, I'm struggling with something, I'm not seeing it, can you help me? And then we have a session or two. So I think if you're really ready, that like a 3-month commitment to yourself of weekly sessions is a really great place to start. And so if this is resonating with you, please reach out. And if you're going to do it on your own, that's cool too. Use the journal prompts to really dig in. And like I said, use those places that feel a little sticky to you, and use those as the places where you might have to start looking at. Because when things feel completely in alignment, then you know you're good there. When things feel meh, then there's something still to be worked on. So, outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. And let us get started if you're ready to do the work. Because let me tell you, once you start, it opens up such a huge world of beauty and contentment, happiness, joy, play, all those higher lovely frequencies that we would like to be in more. All right, got to run. I'm walking the doggy, but have a beautiful day, and I'll catch up with y'all soon.